Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 97.1 The Ticket, as we do every Tuesday at this time, or most Tuesdays to be completely accurate. We check out our website with the one and only webmaster extravaganza man himself, Evan Jenkins.
I am very extravagant, Stoney. Very, very much so.
Are you an extravaganza
man? Yeah. On 97.1theticket.com, there were some playoff games last night, but the one I'm really intrigued by, and this might seem weird to you, Stoney, because you know I'm not a big hockey guy, is the Tampa Bay Lightning. They swept. They're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, is that correct?
No, semifinals.
Semifinals. Okay, so why do so many people here not like the Lightning when, in essence, that's exactly what you're trying to have Steve Yzerman do here?
See, the only person I know who doesn't
based
like...
based off of social media. So.
Well, the only person I know who tweets and is anti-Lightning is Kenny Cott.
Why would that... I see a lot of it on Twitter, but I guess is it because they're winning so much? I mean, don't you like to see a dynasty in sports?
I do, especially when there's nobody on the team that I really don't like. I mean, I like them. There's not a despicable person on their team,
well,
you know, from a fan perspective.
And for us here in Detroit, like, that dynasty was started, or at least the bones of it were built by the guy that's building ours now.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like they should embrace it.
Yes!
Almost. Even though
for Yzerman something
didn't,
here, but
he never won a cup with the Lightning, so yeah. I am going to state that.
Is it? Could it be like because we're quote
really
unquote hockey town? That how dare a team from Florida be really good?
Maybe, but they are, and they've been good.
They've been really
for,
good.
What, 12, 15 years now?
Pretty much.
I mean, when the Red Wings were in the playoffs, you'd always see them play the Lightning. So I was just personally curious by that.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask why was their opponent the Florida Panthers at a strip club the night before the game.
Why not is the better question.
Yeah, they were down 3-0. They weren't going to strip clubs before, so they played really well last night.
Change it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they still lost. But that goalie is something else, right?
Vasilevsky's great.
Is he in the conversation for best of all time or no?
Maybe best clutch goalie of all time.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
The Tigers, MLB put out their prospect list, the 100 top prospects in all of baseball. Were you shocked to see that there was only two Tigers on there? And is that it kind of worries me because maybe the rebuild is even further away than we thought?
Well, part of that is I agree with you, but part of it is because a lot of the guys who you would expect to be on the list are actually on the Tigers now.
Right, yeah.
Like Torkelson and Manning that like maybe started.
Yeah, but Manning's never really been on that list. It's always been Mize has been on that list.
Okay. So it's Riley Green and what, Jackson
Jobe? Jackson Jobe's at what, 30 or 31?
32, and I mean he's 19, so he's what, 4 or 3 years away from even being here. I was just curious because I feel like the teams that are building that have great farm systems, they usually end up doing pretty well.
I think the Tigers, they're better players, allegedly, or at lower level, so they're not on that list yet if they develop the way they hope they do.
You're still further away then.
Right.
Yeah. It was worrisome to me to see it. I expected to see a few more. And I don't even know if I necessarily know which players should it have been, but I guess it's hope, right? We all have hope, wishes, dreams.
Yeah, one batter, one pitcher.
All that good stuff. Are you guys over the NBA playoffs? It kind of sucks because I was just talking to Gov out there. I'm like, if you don't catch the game early, it seems like you've missed everything.
Well,
yeah,
we were saying that 29% of the games have been decided by 20 or more points, which is the most since 59. Hockey, though, also 49% of their games have been decided by 3 or more goals, which is the most since 83. So all these games, all these series have been, you know, haven't gone down to the wire as much as you'd think.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But go to 971theticket.com all week. Find out the latest news. And maybe the Tigers will get a win.
Did you see Cade and Beef Stew and Killian?
Yeah, so
they were at the game?
Yeah, I was real curious about that. Obviously, they don't have a very good plug in Boston to sit like four rows behind. Because I remember.
That's good. They're good seats.
They're good seats, but they're not NBA player seats, in my opinion.
Oh, no, I think they
remember
are.
When the Pistons were in the playoffs? LeBron would be courtside as a high school kid.
Well, that's because he was with Wild World West at the time.
That's the plug you need to get then. But it is cool. I mean, Isaiah Livers was there.
Yeah.
Killian Hayes, Beef Stew, Cade Cunningham.
Beef Stew was there because he works for Puma, and Puma's headquartered in Boston or whatever I was reading, so whatever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
No, I don't hate Puma. I say for basketball players, it's a silly thing to wear. I don't know. Like, we won't see Puma that much longer.
Probably not, unless Ricky Fowler starts winning stuff.
Maybe. But go to 971theticket.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Evan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.